AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. Every Homeland Security Department officer in Minneapolis must now wear a body camera. Secretary Kristi Noem says this also includes Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. When asked about the decision, President Trump told reporters in the Oval Office,
"Generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening. So it's generally speaking, I think 80% good for law enforcement."
The decision comes after two U.S. citizens protesting immigration enforcement activities in Minneapolis were shot and killed at the hands of federal agents. Meanwhile, Trump is pushing House Republicans to end the partial government shutdown. Trump and the Senate worked out a compromise spending deal, but disputes over immigration enforcement could hold it up in the House. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports a federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's efforts from ending protections for Haitians.
Temporary protected status has allowed roughly 350,000 Haitians to live and work in the U.S. It's a designation that can be granted by the Secretary of Homeland Security if conditions in a country are deemed unsafe for return due to natural disaster, political instability, or other dangers. Homeland Security says Haiti's TPS was granted following an earthquake that took place over 15 years ago. It was set to end Tuesday after Secretary Kristi Noem determined conditions had improved and Haiti was now safe. But the country's also been plagued by gang violence that's displaced hundreds of thousands of people. In blocking the termination, U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes wrote the plaintiffs were likely to prevail on the merits of the case, and she found it substantially likely that Secretary Noem preordained her termination decision because of hostility to non-white immigrants. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on guilty verdicts for a Virginia man accused of killing his wife.
A Virginia man who was having an affair with a family's Brazilian au pair has been found guilty of murdering his wife and another man lured to the house as a fall guy.
Brendan Robert Banfield, defendant, find the defendant guilty of aggravated murder of Joseph Ryan and Christine Banfield as part of the same act or transaction.
Brandon Banfield told police he came across Joseph Ryan attacking his wife with a knife in 2023. The then IRS law enforcement officer shot Ryan. Then the au pair shot him as well. Prosecutors say the pair used a fake social media account to lure Ryan to the house to frame him for Christine Banfield's murder. Banfield also admitted to having other affairs. The jury deliberated nearly 9 hours before reaching a guilty verdict.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.